February 27, 1929, how all the saints are the effects of the divine will, while those who live in it will possess its life. My abandonment in the supreme fiat is continuous. And while I was trying to follow the acts of the divine volition as much as I could, embracing everything and everyone, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, the whole creation, all the saints, are nothing other than the effects of my divine will. If my will speaks, it creates and forms the most beautiful works. Each little motion of it is fragrances of prodigies that it effuses over creatures. Its littlest breath casts varieties of beauties over the one who receives it. A true image of this is the sun, which, by merely investing the earth, with its touch of light gives the so many varieties of colors, of sweetness, to all plants. No one can deny that, by just letting himself be touched by its light, he has received the good it contains. My divine will is more than sun. Even if one only lets oneself be touched by it, its miraculous touch must produce a good which, perfuming him and warming him with its light, will make him feel its beneficial effects of sanctity, of light and of love. Now, the effects of my fiat are given to those who do my divine will, who adore its dispositions, who bear with patience what it wants. By doing so, the creature recognizes that there is this supreme will, and by seeing itself recognized, it does not deny to her its admirable effects. On the other hand, one who must live in my divine volition must possess within herself the whole life and not only the effects, but the life with all the effects of my divine fiat. And since there is no sanctity, past, present and future, of which my divine will has not been the primary cause, informing all the species of sanctity which exist, it therefore holds within itself all the goods and effects of sanctity which it has issued. And so, the soul who will live in my will, by possessing its life with all its effects, will see within herself, altogether, all the sanctities which have been issued. She will be able to say, "The others have done one part of sanctity, while I have done everything, I have enclosed everything within myself of all that each saint has done." Therefore, the sanctity of the ancients, that of the prophets, that of the martyrs will be seen in her. The sanctity of the penitents, the great sanctities as well as the small ones will be seen. Not only this, but the whole creation will be seen portrayed in her. In fact, my divine will loses nothing by issuing its works. On the contrary, while it puts them out, it holds them within itself as primary found. Therefore, for one who lives in it, there is nothing that my divine volition has done or will do, of which she will not have possession. What enchantment and amazement would it not be if a creature could enclose within herself the whole sphere of the sun with all of its light? Who would not say that she contains all the effects, the colors, the sweetness, the light, which the sun has given and will give to all the earth and to all plants, big and small? If this could be, heaven and earth would be astonished, and all would recognize that each of their effects which they possess are enclosed in that creature who possesses the sphere of the sun, which is her life with all of its effects. But humanly speaking, this could not happen, because the creature would not be able to contain either the power of all the light of the sun, or that of its heat. She would be burned, nor would the sun have the virtue of not burning her. On the other hand, my will has the virtue of enclosing itself, of making itself smaller, of expanding itself, however it wants to make itself, so it does. And while it transforms the creature into itself, it preserves her alive, and giving her all of its shades of beauty, it renders her the dominator and possessor of its divine dominions. Therefore, be attentive, my daughter, recognize the great good of the life of my fiat in you, which, while it possesses you, wants to render you the possessor of everything that belongs to it. After this, he added, "My daughter, one who lives in my divine volition never moves from the ways of her Creator and from being our repeater, that while our essence is one, one the will, one the life, one the love, one the power, We are yet three distinct persons. In the same way, for the soul who lives in it, one is her heartbeat, and in each heartbeat she forms three acts. One embraces God, the second embraces all creatures, the third herself. And so, if she speaks, if she operates, in everything she does, she forms these three acts which, echoing the power, wisdom and love of the one who created her, embrace everything and everyone.